This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For many businesses, filing their taxes today, deductions for things like labor and rent help keep tax bills lower, but that is not the case for marijuana dispensaries in states that have legalized medical or recreational use of the stuff. Grace Hood reports from Colorado.
This month marked a big milestone for Erica Freeman, owner of Choice Organics near Fort Collins. After Colorado voters legalized recreational pot, she spent thousands opening a new shop right next to her medical dispensary.
A whole separate video surveillance and you know, security systems and all of those kinds of things.
Freeman and many other licensed marijuana business owners file taxes, but because of an Internal Revenue Service code known as 280E, originally written for illegal drug traffickers, they can't write off retail expenses associated with the business.
I mean, all of these things are necessary for the front of the house, and therefore it's really not eligible to be written off.
Recent rulings from tax court have allowed businesses to write off costs associated with growing marijuana, but the income tax rate for pot shops in Colorado can be as high as 70%. That's according to Jim Marty, a tax accountant who works with dozens of dispensaries across the state.
Depending on where they're at, it can be catastrophic.
For stores that are just starting out in this industry and can't break even, Marty says this is a particularly bitter pill to swallow.
If they have losses, real cash basis losses, it can be a shock to them to find out that they owe taxes in years when they haven't made any money.
In California, 280E is even a problem for nonprofit dispensaries. Aaron Smith with the National Cannabis Industry Association says stores that sell medical marijuana can't get tax-exempt status from the IRS. That means they're filing taxes as for-profit businesses.
The cruel irony behind this is that illegal drug dealers almost never even file income taxes, so this provision really only affects the legitimate state-licensed marijuana providers.
The association recently hired a full-time lobbyist to push reform in Congress. In Colorado, a solution could come from the courts. Arguments on one dispensary's tax case are expected to be heard later this year. In Fort Collins, Colorado, I'm Grace Hood for Marketplace.